During National Preparedness Month, ARRL is sharing resources from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, on how to be prepared. Starting point for building your own resilience is to understand what threats you face in your area. On the website, www.ready.gov, there are tools to learn what disasters could impact your specific area and how to prepare for them. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says a plan should be tailored to threats you're likely to face. Well, we should all be ready for anything. There are going to be threats specific to a region. Everyone should be well aware of the events that happen in your area, he said. There is additional information on the FEMA website to learn about region-specific disasters such as hurricanes. Radio amateurs are encouraged to find an ARES group in their area at www.arrl.org/ARES. The 3Y0K de-expedition to Bouvet Island has packed its shipping container of gear. The team spent the weekend near Oslo, Norway, getting things ready, including generators, tents, tools, and, most importantly, radios, antennas, and amplifiers. This checks off another large box on the to-do list before they depart in February of next year. This international team of radio amateurs is aiming to activate the number 10 most wanted DX entity, Bouvet Island, in February of 2026. 24 operators, 2 camps, and a load of gear, they hope to provide a lot of QSOs to those who need the entity for their DXCC totals. Bouvet is in the South Atlantic Ocean, 1,600 miles from Cape Town, South Africa, and 1,000 miles north of continental Antarctica. ARRL Education and Learning Support Specialist Max Friedman, N4ML, is part of that team. At 21 years of age, he will be the youngest person to ever set foot on the island and is the youngest operator known in a top 10 de-expedition. He's excited for that opportunity. I've learned a lot about being part of the 3Y0K team, said Friedman. A lot of work goes into de-expedition, more than most people think. It's an honor to work with these high-performing ham radio operators to get everything prepared for February. You can find out more about the de-exposition at ARRL.org. ARRL section managers from around the country were at ARRL headquarters for a training workshop on September 13, 2025. They visited with program leaders from across headquarters staff to learn all about the ways that ARRL serves its members.